certified in accordance with state law. First item on business today is nomination and election of chairman and vice chair. Do you have any nominations?
I'll nominate the return of our chairman.
Thank you very much.
And I'll second that.
Whoa. There's two, right?
You have two votes.
Not 30.
Long way to go.
Yeah.
Any other nominations? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You need a vice yet, though.
That's where I'm going.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Any nominations for vice chairman?
I nominate Bill.
I'll second it.
Any other nominations?
Who was our vice chairman last time?
Lisa.
Lisa, okay.
Because she wasn't here.
That's right.
She could be again.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Done. Congratulations.
That's great.
Take control of this thing.
Wrangle it.
Okay, open for public comments. No public comments. Next item is, anybody make a motion regarding approval of minutes, earlier minutes?
I would go ahead and approve the minutes.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes approved. Discuss changing scope of outfall project to include four additional outfalls to 19th Avenue. I put this on the list, and let me give you the background on this one. I had a lot of people, not a lot of people, I had several people, influential people, I guess you'd say, come to me and ask why we only picked those three outfalls. Because there's a lot of trouble down in 19th, 20th, and 21st. And that is, in a lot of opinions, as bad as 30th. And, you know, it would be sitting there for years until we finally get to that point. The same thing goes for 21st. So I thought about it, and Doug and I talked about it. Given the budget, I don't know what the cost would be, but if we amended or if we did a change order on our project and included those, we probably would still be within budget for this year.
Where exactly is it now?
Yeah, it's tricky.
Right here?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I took a tour back there, and the outfalls are really, they're in bad shape.
Bad shape.
And I thought they were easy. I thought they were closer to the water than they actually are. They have a long run. See how long a run they have?
They dump here in the marsh. But
yep.
Where does it, like, I'm familiar with where, you know, our area of the island, so where does it pull up? Is it on this area here that
actually
floods and drain?
What I hear, again, I didn't absorb it, but what I hear is a lot of it is sunny day flooding.
So it's tidal.
Tidal, yeah.
And wasn't that an area that was hit really hard during that 1,000-year flood?
Yep.
Episode?
Yep.
Behind the grocery store?
So Rick, if we go back to this map, you know, that has our phases and stuff,
yes.
And so we'd just be pulling in part of a future phase, right? Phase
yes.
Future study.
Back to what we could do, maybe, is talk to the contractor about sort of doing it sequentially rather than going out there and looking at three, you know, doing survey work on all three and then doing this work and that work, maybe sort of sequentially doing it. So as one pops up that could have possibly an easy fix, we could do it. Or if money became available where we could actually do construction, even though we haven't totally investigated all the outfalls, we'll have a couple that are good for being fixed. Just a thought.
Doesn't sound like the city's going to have a lot of leftover money after I saw in the paper about the public safety building.
Yeah.
They're getting a lot of money. They're going to have to get a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, but it's kind of important. My fear is that we spend all the money getting design work done and have
no
ability to implement.
Yeah.
And, you know, an interesting conversation I had, this is a little tangential, but it's kind of hits to the point. A buddy of mine in Mount Pleasant was just, we were looking at doing a little renovation addition to a property on, used to be Old Georgetown Highway, now it's Chuck Dolly Boulevard. And Mount Pleasant requires drainage plans now for any improvement. And so I'm thinking to myself, well, great, you know, again, so we'll get civil engineers, they don't allow landscape architects to do drainage plans, so that we can bring that water to the street that can't handle it. And we kind of are doing the same thing here now. You know, I've got a little pool project that I'm not involved with, but because I'm the GC, I'm getting involved in it. It's like, oh, they need a drainage plan. Well, yeah, that's what we had said in this board that you should do. If you're putting in a pool, increasing impervious surface. I don't know that we have a requirement to self-contain surface runoff, so it's just gonna further exacerbate the flooding problems in the street. It's just gonna be a neater, cleaner, better method of getting water to the public drainage that we don't have.
Well, actually,
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what we're doing is we're getting water to the sea.
Well, this is our interior lot. There is some outfalls in the next block over, or not outfalls, but catch basins. You know, it's just, it's a bigger problem.
Yeah.
And it has to be solved at the mega level. And we're doing it now at the miniature level, that the, you know, the 1 to 10 inch scale, but we're not doing it at the 1 to 500 foot scale. Mm. And it's really kind of important that we do. And it's not our community. I mean, it's just that everybody's having this problem and everybody's going through it.
So Rick, we'd essentially be going, we'd be jumping from 30th
to 19th
to 21st, 20th. Yeah. So are we waiting on a call from somebody between 30th and 21st?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Is somebody going to raise
their
hand?
No, we wouldn't jump. We would include it. So we'd have a total of eight outfalls in there.
So we'd be going from 41st to 19th or whatever.
Yes.
Got it.
Central.
So you're adding 5 more outfalls.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're not skipping anything in line there. It's picking all that.
5 more outfalls?
Yeah.
Does that include that outfall behind our home?
Yes. It would. The outfall behind my house, in my opinion, is in great shape.
Yeah,
I think yours is
ditch,
great.
Right? That's
it's a wide open ditch. It's been dredged out a lot. It's clear. I don't see anything happening there. I mean, you could argue about seawater. We did one
coming back in at high tide,
yeah.
Right?
But and the same thing goes with your ditch. I looked at that.
They don't do any maintenance on them, but it seems to be okay.
Well, it's easy to get to. When Edie's comes along and does their cleanup.
I thought Edie's was going to clean these out 3 times a year, though. Wasn't that the new policy?
I thought so, too.
I haven't seen them there for a long time.
No, I haven't either.
And it seems to me a lot of the problem with the outfalls has always been maintenance.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, it's it comes home to me. Okay, I look at that ditch in my backyard. It's okay. I feel fairly confident I'm okay. But if I cross the street a waterway, just flooding like crazy. And why is it? It's because they have a pipe that takes a right angle turn, 2 right angle turns, and under the street on 20, I guess 29th, is that 29th? Yeah. And you have the rec center dumping all that rainwater. And it's just a shame to me that there's no, you know, that they didn't do a better job of taking the water from one side of the waterway to the other.
It's 28th,
I'm sorry. It's crazy. And in fact, they've made it worse. They put a tortuous path.
Right. And all that does is just impede the flow, so
yeah.
It's not going to.
And it gives the dirt a place to settle.
Yeah. Yep.
So well, this area, when you would be talking about putting those sort of one-way valves at the outflows to prevent the
seawater
from coming back in.
Intrusion.
Is that the main issue with those?
Probably, I don't know. I'm not CE. But getting back around to your thing, the money that we're gonna be using if we extend these to extend it is money that
we have
that
right.
will be gone
right.
If it's not used.
Very true. I mean, I'm all for getting to work design.
Oh.
I'm just hoping there's foresight that just doesn't stop. with a good design, and that we could actually get some
implementation. I think the days of stopping this or putting this aside are over.
Yeah.
I think there'll be too many reminders.
Yeah.
I really believe that. I don't know.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do too.
No, quite honestly, just.
I mean, it ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna go away.
There's another bad section of Waterway where they're building all those new houses, and then we did some subdivision.
Yes.
Sorry, right out in front of there.
Yes.
That tends to pool. So when it rains a lot, there's a huge area.
Try to sell that house when it's all pooled.
Across the street,
yeah.
That's that one.
I mean, where is that in any plans? I mean, how
would that would be picked up in this new
how would you
here.
Yeah.
That would be taken care of by this.
That's more than the outfall, though.
Yeah,
it's
getting
to
the outfall.
It's like the roadway
here
has
it is.
To be reworked.
Here you are. You're less than a block away from the outfall, and you can't get rid of your water. What about people that are 4, 6, or 7 mm-hmm. blocks away? How come they, you know, what makes you think they can get rid of their water?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's.
Well, I mean, the island slopes down until it hits the waterway, and then it flattens out. So if you're further up towards the beach, it all flows down that way until
yeah.
you get the waterway,
yeah.
and it doesn't have anywhere to go.
What gets me is like your neighbor, their ditch, it's almost always full.
Which one is that now?
Your, let's see, from your garage, facing your garage to the right side. Down the street by the corner. By Sally's house, across from Sally's house.
Oh, Daraja's house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Doug?
Well, so what's going through my mind? A couple of things. I think that there are more than, I think there's more than 4. And I don't know what there's got to be some economies of scale with Thomas and Hutton. I mean, they're going to go through a permitting process. So I think that by adding more outfalls, we probably can't just take the math per outfall and multiply it. I think we would save some. But according to the county's drainage infrastructure map, there's two in in John Moy's neighborhood back there. There's one at 19th, one at 20th. There's kind of a roadway, one at 21st, a roadway, one at 22nd. There's one at 23rd, 24th, 25th, 27th, and 28th. So there are 8 outfalls between where our project would end and the back of the Harris Teeter.
Hmm.
So I think, you know, and again, I just don't know what the pricing would be if we're talking about addressing all 8, or if there was 4 kind of problematic ones that we were going to address, or what the idea would be there. So that's one thought. The other thing is, I think at the last meeting, you know, this group talked about we have this project underway to seal what I would call the kind of forest trail basins. And I think this group was saying that they believe the next logical step in the construction path would be to connect that basin to those outfalls.
Right.
So to start working inward as opposed to working kind of laterally across the island. Because I can see logic in both ways. You know, sealing the back, or taking this portion, sealing it, and then working in. But now it seems like our design work, we're doing both. We're getting things queued up to do both. But knowing that there is tens of millions of dollars of construction associated with just what we talked about at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if we're getting just too much actual work queued up with designs to really do it in the foreseeable future. Unless we know, I mean, I think there's going to be and that maybe this is the appropriate time of the meeting to talk about this, but City Council had a visioning workshop. We talked kind of very large picture about what it was going to take, an estimate of what it's going to take to fix the drainage on the entire island, and it's obviously, as you all would know, it's a huge number. And, you know, I think that we are going to see, think we have to see in the next few months what funding, some new funding mechanism is going to have to be developed to fund projects at a different rate than they're currently being done. And that's going to take some tremendous amount of political will, and, you know, it's going to take a lot to get. It's either going to be a referendum or a bond, and a bond, or a bond without a referendum, or massive tax increases, or massive impact fees. There's going to be major, major changes to accumulate tens of millions of dollars. And if that doesn't happen, then I think we're queuing up tens of millions of dollars worth of projects that don't have a path forward in the short term. If it does happen, then, you know, they've told us to mash the gas, and I think we're at that point where, you know, we would have faith that these projects are going to get done. So I don't know. I can see it both ways. I think this group made a compelling argument to kind of focus on the drainage basin that's been chosen as the as the one to move forward and the worst. But I don't know that I would see the group pursuing both avenues at this juncture without new revenue streams identified, that you would go with one strategy or the other, but not go at both, knowing the financial impact of it.
Well, the only thing I'm thinking is if we were to go forward and let's say we go find out what it costs to add these on, and we're still within the exploratory budget.
Within this year's 400,000, which
right.
I feel I think we probably would be.
Then we could launch that, get it done, and have somewhere a book with all the outfalls and what it would take to fix each one of them.
Well,
at that point,
this current project did get you through permitting. You would have a permit in hand and bid documents.
Yeah.
So do you want to get to that level of service and pay for that if we think we're not, you know, if the goal stated last month was to focus on that basis you're saying do the design work for the back part of the island.
Go to the council and let them get the money from wherever they get it from and make the decision as to which outfalls to do. It could turn out, for example, could turn out like 19th is an easy one to fix. And relative, you know, the impact is great. You cut down on seawater insurgents. You don't pay so much money and you get it fixed. Whereas another outfall could be really, really expensive to fix.
But don't we want to work on the outfalls that are causing the biggest part of the problem?
We do.
19th is two houses and...
Yeah.
These other outfalls are a whole community.
It's the acreage per outfall.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I got out of the meetings with the engineers. You know, some of the ones that we're concentrating on, I believe, are the largest quantity of acreage
right.
that are feeding
yep.
into those
yep.
drainage outlets. If you've got five in the area that we've got one or two, obviously those outfalls aren't being stressed as much. But I like the idea of leaving it to the council, because it still becomes political.
Yeah.
You know, we don't play in that vein. We're going from practical and what would make the most sense. But maybe you get the calls, and now that you're the vice chairman, you'll get the call that from the folks at 19. Why are we being ignored?
Yeah.
And you know that might put pressure on them to redistribute where the effort gets placed.
Yeah, so what's changed from last month to decide we're going to go narrow and deep, right, in here, as opposed to broader across the back of the island? I mean, literally, phone calls are making us.
Yes. Yep.
But, I mean, I guess my only concern with that, I mean, that's part of your role, but, I mean, absent folks coming here to voice their opinion, I mean, we could all be getting calls from people. I mean,
yeah.
I just get concerned. I mean, if there's new information and we make a new decision, fine. You know, if there's not new information and we make a new decision, that's okay too. But, I mean, I thought we had really good logic last month for attacking is 400 acres right here in the middle where majority of the population is, kind of on your point.
Well, we're not changing that.
Well, I'd just be concerned if we're starting to dilute
the
project too much, and then we're going to get spread too thin, and we're not going to have the funding to do anything. So this will get put on hold. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want this to get sidetracked because we're considering new areas. We have more funding from council. They're willing to raise taxes and stuff, and it's sort of, you know, I'm sort of getting the feeling that a lot of people's opinions have changed on council. There used to be a core group very opposed to raising taxes and doing anything, and now it seems like, you know, the mayor is saying we're going to have to raise taxes, and everyone, maybe that'll happen. Maybe there'll be more funding, but I don't want these projects to get, you know, underfunded and not get done because of this.
I also think you'll lose some of just what you're saying, Lewis. So you'll lose some of that focus that we have right now in those key areas if we pull other ones in. But there would be no reason why you couldn't, and it probably is not another RFP. It may be just
a change order,
or you could go sole source if you have somebody, if there's an argument that you have somebody that's the expert and are already doing it.
Which I think we do. I mean, I think it would be definitely, we have a contract that is this exact work on the adjacent outfall, so it would be an expansion of that.
The expansion, you could approach it that way, that may be an addendum to something existing. So you still have your focus, and it'd be a phase two of the outfall project. But, you know, it gets embedded in the overall drainage project.
And Rick, I guess the other piece to this too, though, is I heard you say, we want to make sure we're using the $400,000 this year, current fiscal year, right? And this is a way to do that. I mean, the $400,000 ain't going to be a drop in the bucket, hard way to do anything.
The construction.
Right? Yeah. I mean, is that kind of secondary thinking here, too?
I'm not
Which
one,
I get that.
I'm not one. I don't believe in spending because it's there.
Yeah.
Or don't spend it.
What is it, earmarked?
Use it or lose it.
What is it earmarked for, $400,000?
For this.
For anything.
Drainage.
Well, so it is the outfall. I mean, we had contemplated the project that's underway when the budget was done, so it's specific for that.
For the design
for permitting
everything, any permitting, every all.
No construction.
No construction.
Right.
Just design and permitting.
Correct. So, if there are eight, I mean, do we know do we think that only three of the eight are problematic, and we would, or four of the eight? Or do we know? That's the other part of this is I am unaware. I guess I've heard.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Douglas, but I need to get a charger out of your table that's been plugged in. Desiree has me slide out here. Sorry.
Got it.
It's a computer charger, but.
Do it for you, but I don't know what you're doing.
I don't need to pull the cord, so watch out.
Here, I'll get that.
Just start pulling.
Yeah.
Is that one in?
Yeah. Meeting over. All right, thank you.
Thank you. I just don't know where the problem is and what the outfalls are associated with that problem. So I guess I would be hesitant to say let's do the entire stretch, knowing that it's potentially eight additional outfalls. So it just seems as though we would need to know where the problems are, what the outfalls are that are associated with the problems.
What are all these dots on the map? What do they represent? I mean, these are the outfalls we've discussed.
Yep. So those dots were put on there during the Public Works Committee meeting.
Hmm.
And it was roughly to make the point, the yellow dots in the middle of the island are septic neighborhoods.
Mm.
The red dots in the middle of the island are areas that are known to have had malfunctioning septic tanks. And then the outfalls would be those that potentially are carrying water past those neighborhoods and out into the waterway. So. Mm-hmm.
These are outfalls too.
Yeah, so blue is an outfall, red is kind of problematic because it's attached to septic systems. Donnie, it was Councilman Kinghorn and Donnie kind of working on the fly. So he said, don't take any of that, you know, to be extremely accurate, but it was an attempt to make the point that the septic situation and the drainage situation are tied together.
Yeah, tied together, yep.
And I thought it made an interesting graphic. Mm-hmm.
And so between here, this is 30th, right? So
yes.
So there are eight outfalls, another one behind your house, one of these, right? So there's mm-hmm. eight outfalls between here and here?
There's more than eight.
Wow.
I thought there was eight, but I'm corrected.
And this is 25th, right? This is a canal.
Yep.
All right, so there's one. This is all according to that. There's one here. There's one straight up 20th, so there's one here. There's
See,
one.
Where your finger is, notice how far the water is from the street.
Yeah, you're going
it's
right
It's a long
to
run.
It. Yep.
Yeah, but that's marsh.
I guess it gets to that creek. There's a little creek there.
There's a creek and that's marsh, so that's dumping in a...
Probably into the
area should drain.
That's Permitville.
There's one at 21st, so that you can actually see that little
dam.
So there's a third one there. There's one at 22nd. So there's a fourth one here.
25th.
23rd. There's one here.
This whole area's got three.
24th, so 24th is now, that's now Whispering Palms, there's one there. Mm-hmm. 25th, yep, there's one there.
Mm-hmm.
And 25th, Tabby connects to it.
Yeah. And a lot of these are small, they're not like the big.
Yeah, like
so
25th is just a run down the road.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah,
water.
So a lot
yeah.
of those I suspect don't need attention.
Right.
But there's a
do a site visit and understand. But this is marsh. The outfall is actually along this line. This
it probably goes buffer. Into that creek, right?
Yep.
And then this is sort of marshy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a similar scenario to the ones that we have to the ones that are being worked on. I mean, they are all outfalling to marsh.
Especially 30.
And it's the silting in of that marsh that creates the problem.
Yeah.
So I guess I would come to the conclusion that if money was readily available, or, you know, not even readily, but at a significantly different rate than it has historically been available, I think that you would be more aggressive,
mm-hmm.
and that you would probably tackle, you know, if there was if there was a benefit to doing more, you have them working on outfalls, well, let's have them do these. But if money was not any more available or available at roughly the same rate it is historically, you know, nothing drastically changes, like a bond or a referendum or a tax increase, I think that you're going to be, you're then going to be at a point where this is 10 years of work.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the...
Because of the money.
And then I think that people will, I think that people would say, well, what was the wisdom in working down here when you have 10 years of work to get, you know, this problem here worked out? So I guess to me, it would be a major influencing factor to know what's the rate of money that's going to be spent on these projects, mm-hmm. and is it going to be the same as it historically has been, or is it going to be dramatically different?
Did you give this to council?
Yes.
For their budget?
Yes.
And what was the reaction to this?
Wow.
You're dreaming?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, and they're hitting, they're getting that at the same time that they're getting the numbers are kind of bubbling out of the sewer project, that's 40 million. You know, so I think they're scratching their head, and I don't know if any of them, if there's any way that they're coming up with that amount of money in short order.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little bit I've heard about this tax increase idea really hasn't been designated for drainage.
No.
Well, the tax idea is restricted. The city can only raise the tax so much per year.
The millage?
Yeah.
They can only raise the millage so much.
Yep.
But then there'll be a reappraisal in another year or so, right?
Yep.
So that'll add some additional funding.
Yeah, but still it ain't a big number.
Not enough houses, so.
Yeah.
Let that happen.
You kind of hear $40 per taxpayer.
Right.
Right. Doesn't get to.
$350.
Doesn't get to 60 million anytime.
And it's, if it's going to be a referendum, then it's got to be, I think, then you'd probably go for the home run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go for the stands.
All.
Yeah.
Yep. You're saying with a referendum, they could raise it higher.
Oh, yeah.
Or do bonds. Or both.
Bond both.
Yeah.
Or assess people? Could they assess property owners?
I don't know.
How's a bond going to, you're borrowing money.
You gotta pay it off.
You gotta pay.
Well,
it back.
I mean, you gotta pay it off.
So what's the
gonna
have 200
to cut a check every month for the bond? I mean, how does that work?
They find revenue sources to pay, you know, guaranteed revenue sources to pay off that bond.
Right. So you raise the taxes by enough to make the annual payment.
Right.
Right. Typically over 20 years.
Why don't you go to Thomas and Hutton and see?
Curbside them. See.
Yeah.
I've been going to Thomas Lynn a lot. For
seen in his park in the parking lot over there.
What would I ask him? Would I ask him what outfalls are we wanting? Are we talking about 3 new outfalls? 8 new outfalls?
Probably 8.
You got to at least look at them all.
Yeah, if you're going to do it,
yeah,
you got to
pick the worst ones. Maybe there's 2 or 3 that we would focus on. 8's a big number in addition to the three.
Just to look. All we're doing is looking.
How much does that cost to look?
And they may have, I mean, we have, they have been doing a lot of free looking.
Pro bono.
They might be at the end of their.
So does fixing, I was just thinking about this, does fixing this stormwater drainage, the drainage issue, does that lessen the urgency to fix all the septic tanks on the island?
Because the case was being made at the Public Works meeting that it makes it more acute, that you're now running more water through those.
More sewer? More sewage,
more polluted water.
More runoff.
It's more efficiently running the water to the.
Instead of perking through the soil in that area.
I don't believe that,
I don't
personally.
I think
the problems come when that. The water becomes contaminated when it sits on top of your septic system. If it's running across the top of your grass and getting efficiently out.
If it's running across the top of your grass, it's getting filtered.
Yeah. I don't think that that's
picking up the septic.
It's not picking up the septic. Septic becomes a problem when there's a puddle over it and the two are
percolating
into each other, and then you have that huge puddle sitting there on top of it.
Yeah, when they start failing.
Yeah. So I don't know the answer. I know that the case has been made both ways, that it makes it better. Some would say it makes it worse.
So you make the argument that they have, if you're going to do it, they've got to do this. They got to do both at the same time. Because you're digging for both.
Right.
Laying some pipe at the same time where you're done.
And that's what we talked about a few meetings ago.
Yeah.
We're digging up the island.
Yeah.
So you might as well.
But that ain't going to, I don't think it's going to happen. I mean.
But that's an interesting idea. Even if you put it in and capped it and left it for the future.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I mean, there may be some select areas
you
can do that.
That you could do that.
Like Forest Trail, if you fix some of those drainage areas, you might as well lay pipe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so we had this conversation. I can't remember if the Planning Commission had it or not, but that idea has been talked about, and Councilman Kinghorn likes to, he asks about it periodically, you know, wouldn't there be some cost savings to if the water or sewer department has to build a huge trench and we need a pipe in there, couldn't that be done?
But the cost savings is not going to be enough to make this thing practical.
Yeah.
The response back was that you would not have, that it's different equipment and it's different crews, and even in a brand new neighborhood, you would never do them both at the same time. Mm. There would be a cost saving, so you have the, you choose one, they go ahead, and then you choose the next one, and they go right behind them, but they're never working in the same trench at the same time. You obviously can plan the conflicts. I mean, that's a huge source of problems when one was just set, and then you need a sewer line to go through it, so you can plan those out. There'd be a savings there. You also can plan for the repaving is a big part of it. And if you do them completely disjointed, you're repaving the same road twice, which is a big. So there is some savings according to the contractors, but it's not, you know, it's maybe 10-15%, not like half.
But given, you know, if you're given the choice of sewer or drainage, what are you going to take?
Drainage.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of what
seems more urgent right now.
That seems to be the. All right, so back to what we're going to ask Thomas, a guesstimate of if we wanted to add everything from 19th to 30th into this other project.
Yeah.
I'll ask him, and I'm not going to get a quote at this point. They've been friendly with giving us.
Well, if we're going to handle it as a change order and not another proposal or request for.
Have we signed the contract with them?
I believe we have, yes. It's definitely been reviewed and approved. And
even the request could be a change order in a sense.
Yeah.
The request for their information to determine whether we increase the scope.
Oh, and pay a fee for the. For
their opinion.
For their opinion.
You know, if you're concerned about.
Well, that would be.
And
I mean,
if
we were gonna. I guess we could go one of two ways. We could just say, give me a ballpark guess, and they've been good about doing that, and we can chew on that number, what to do, or we can say. We want an actual proposal.
Can we get them to prioritize those 8 outfalls too? I mean, that's kind of what I'm
part of their design.
8 seems like a lot to tackle in addition to.
Well, some might already be immediate throwaways like 25, 25th. Mm-hmm. You know,
that we don't do?
You wouldn't have to do much to it. Yeah,
Seem like most of them. I'm not aware of any of the problems. You know, any of the 21st.
Right. I think it's more of a geographical comfort level. You don't want to hopscotch. So you're covering the full swath of land, of acreage, but there may only be problems at the end.
Right, at the end.
How about this? How about we identify, you know, either through whoever has talked to you or through Donnie who deals with it, say where are the acute problems between the connector and where our project.
Ask Donnie.
And maybe we get an estimate.
For just those.
For just those.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Do that?
Yeah, that's
I
a
like
good
it.
Way. Because they'd be spinning their wheels too. You'd almost have to look at it two ways. They'd have to come in and do a review to say, okay, well, we don't need to do work on this one, or this one, but we need to do some design work on these three. Mm-hmm. So.
You know, they seem to have an awful lot of information already internally about the island.
They probably do.
A pretty good idea off the top of their head.
Yeah, they have a lot of data.
I'm surprised they didn't recommend it then.
Recommend what? That we do that?
Yeah.
Probably concerned that we had enough money to do what we already
did. Yeah, they didn't want to get paid for that.
Been down this road.
That seems to be the word.
I think that their data shows that the basins we're tackling are the bad ones. Yeah, I think they kind of looked at it and said, you know,
you guys are doing the right
you're doing
thing.
The right, yeah, yeah, you're right. Going to the right area.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Next item, old business.
All right, so this was on last month's agenda as developing an island-wide long-range drainage strategy. I left it on the agenda that way. But you all really, and I guess I left it that way, so we could have a conversation about that graphic.
Mm-hmm.
And this, our last meeting was just before, and we talked a little bit about this, a council workshop. Rick and the mayor, myself, sat down with Desiree, and we just talked about this prior to the meeting. And so the mayor is kind of aware of it, aware of how of the magnitude of the problem. It was presented to City Council. They had so much to talk about, and you know, there was kind of very little. I think they wanted to control that meeting from going in a million directions. So there was not a lot of questions or kind of feedback at that workshop level. But I suspect that there will be as things move forward. So just to kind of talk this through with this group, what we did is we know the design costs of this upcoming phase, and we know, and we talk. I talked to Thomas and Hutton about the typical multiplier for design costs to get it to construction costs. So the construction costs of phase three.
I'm sorry, which is which? I'm a little confused here. PH3 is phase three.
Yeah, PH3. So each of the phases, that's the one that we have just, that we're just moving forward on.
Which
so the outfalls between 30th and 41st.
Three, four and five?
Three outfalls. Those are all three.
That's all three.
Phase three, okay.
Then phase four is the project that we talked about at our last meeting, which would be connecting all of the pipes within that drainage basin to those outfalls.
Okay.
And so that one, we had estimates for preliminary design, and Thomas and Hutton gave us the multiplier to take it from preliminary design to final design, and then we had the estimator to get from final design to construction. So that's kind of the math that got through to phase four. Okay. Phase five, we took a per acre multiplier for the other phase and just determine the same cost per acre for the rest of the island. So there's a lot of, it's like an assumption built.
What an assumption.
Yeah, I mean, it's three layers of assumptions getting multiplied out. So there's clearly a lot of uncertainty about this estimate. But, you know, I think.
What we wanted to do was basically shock them.
Yeah.
Make them aware that this is not, you know, where the ballpark is.
So phase five would include these outfalls we were just talking about?
Yes. Phase five would then be from 30th Avenue all the way to the rest of the island.
Okay.
So that gets, and then that would complete the island. So
okay.
That would be everything done. And to Rick's point, you know, this group has talked a lot about, we're kind of pushing forward $100,000 projects here and $200,000 here, but I think we all kind of have the concern that the light bulb has not gone off that those $100,000 projects ultimately translate to $23 million worth of work. So really, I guess more than anything, wanted to send that message. And I guess this group has also talked about the fact that at the current funding level, we're 50, 60 years away from completion, so unless something changes dramatically, you know, it's not gonna get done. So I think that message has been sent. So back to the last meeting. So that's kind of island-wide financial. But at the last meeting, and I don't think everybody was here, the group decided that it would be the best strategy to go into that basin. And in your packet is a draft of an RFP to do that. And I don't know if we want to get into the text of that at this stage of the game, or if we want to continue to talk about whether that strategy is the best.
What is this RFP for?
So this would be to connect those drainage basins to the outfalls that are currently under design. So this would be, and it's preliminary. This is on Thomas and Hutton's. They gave us two different options. One was an island-wide study. One was what they called preliminary design of the drainage basins to connect to those outfalls. This group at the last meeting felt that the better of the two options was to connect those drainage basins to the outfalls. So we are not contemplating an island-wide. I think this group felt like if we did that, basically all you would have left was from 30th to Breach Inlet, and there wouldn't be a really compelling reason to do a island-wide drainage study just for the benefit of those of that part of the island.
Mm-hmm.
So remind me, what's actually been approved by council?
The design work for the three outfalls.
So phase three, the bottom one, phase
three. Phase three outfall.
That's the only thing that's really been approved.
Yes, the very first thing, and that you can see that's gonna straddle two fiscal years.
So
300,000. That 300,000 is all that's been approved so far.
So you're thinking construction wouldn't actually start for another 2 years.
Correct.
And
yeah,
they thought 2 years to finish?
They thought so. They felt like their permitting would be basically a year in and of itself.
Yeah.
So that's why they're getting started now. They anticipate the permitting to go into the end of next year.
Fiscal 20 before they get the permitting now.
Right. End of fiscal 20. Right?
Just think, it seems like, why does it take so long to get permitting done?
Government.
Mm-hmm. That's why half their budget was for permitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
It's a lot of hoops to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we don't have a government shutdown in South Carolina.
Yeah.
It does seem like a long time, though.
Yeah, shut down, you don't notice it.
Yeah.
Unless you go to one of the parks.
No, let's go to a park. No, I meant it the other way around. It takes forever, no matter whether it's a shutdown.
No, that's true.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we won't have any really bad storms.
You know, there should be, given the fact that all across the country there's problems with drainage, and everybody's aware, where, like New York City, I get the Times and you read that,
mm-hmm.
what's going on, what they're doing there, it's amazing. I mean, Brooklyn, of all places.
Yeah.
And you think the federal government would say, okay, let's loosen up the noose a little bit on these permits. Let's do something to facilitate the permits. That's something we would ask our local politicians.
Well, it may come down to that if it's we get to a point that's absolutely necessary to move that along and they've got the design part done.
Yeah.
Is to put the squeeze to them and say, we need this, we need these finished, we need the permits in hand.
you know, we run through this with marina dredging,
mm-hmm.
beach restoration, you know, kind of any of these major, what I'd call a major environmental permit, just takes.
Do they ever deny them, or is it just?
Yeah, there's a lot of modifications. I mean, you will probably remember that our beach restoration permit was snarled by
the Civil War.
Civil War wrecks.
Yeah.
Out at sea, and had to start over from. I think it mainly has to do with what objections they
dream of.
What objections come up.
Well, the only thing, I guess, once they put the outfalls in and they start working in the basin, it won't be as big an issue.
That's correct, yes. I think the bulk of the permitting issues.
The outfalls.
Yes, are those critical area outfalls. All of those outfalls are in the marsh. And that was, as you will recall, that was one of the major differences in the two proposals we got.
Right.
One designer saw it as a minor permit,
okay.
and the other one said it's not going to be minor. It's going to be more like the mm-hmm. dredging permits that
yeah.
you're getting for your marina.
Yeah.
So I would be hopeful that as we go to the smaller, less problematic basins, that their repair will be kind of smaller in nature, and hopefully the permitting process will be more minor in nature, not quite so drawn out. But
once you get the permits, will that allow maintenance, or do you got to go back every time you got
to? I believe it will, yes. And that's, yes, the intent is that we would have a program basically approved forever and ever. Amen. Everybody agrees that every 6 months we can go, because that's what's killed us currently. You know, they kind of said stop here, and we've been stopping there for 20 years, and it's provided a place for the silt to soak.
Yeah.
So I think that's critical, that we have a program that we can maintain to keep the things from happening again.
So you'll have a baseline that you can maintain it to, and at that point,
but the way they're designed right now, they can't be maintained.
That's right.
Well, how are you going to deal with all the fussing between the state and the county and the city and whoever else has a...
That's the vice chairman's job.
Yeah.
I mean, of the permit or of the work?
That's where we started with all this, is that the state doesn't want you touching any of their ditches.
Well, all of these outfalls are squarely...
I'm talking about once you get in one.
Yeah. Mm. Well, the outfall issue is going to squarely fall on us, but when you get into these drainage basins, that is going to be more complicated. I think, and just as an example, those avenues from now 43rd down to 57, those are all the drainage work that we've been doing that messed up the traffic for the last 6 months. SCDOT authorized us to put that infrastructure in. But during that process, they wash their hands of any maintenance ever again.
Oh, really?
So
is that where we're headed? That
so
eventually
I think
the city's going to have all the maintenance.
I think so. And I
thought that was a private road anyway.
There is one private road that was left at 48, or there's two 47 to 48.
That part of Palm Boulevard after 43rd, I thought was no longer a state road.
No, that's all state.
That is
right
state
at
road.
Right at 57, right at the very end of. But that's all state.
So when you talk about all the money it's going to take to put this system in, there's money that has to be allocated to maintain all
right.
this.
Yeah. I would hope that the maintenance gets simpler and, you know, mm-hmm. kind of the agreement that we have with EDES, something similar to that would probably need to be expanded. But theoretically, they are cleaning every major ditch already.
Does Warren Dunes deal with all this in their HOA?
Yes. Yep, they have a cohesive
system
that was designed together, it was installed together, it's maintained together. They do not have this hodgepodge that we have of part of its state, part of its county, part of its city.
They're going to deal with outfalls.
They do have to deal with outfalls. I don't think they, I do not think they have the unique problems that we have at those three, where they outfall and then they have to go through, you know, 200 yards of marsh that's been silting in.
Yeah, you don't have any septic issues.
No septic issues.
No septic.
They have tons of retention. It all goes through their ponds and
canals.
Maybe we should just let them annex the rest of us. How much are HOA fees?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's move the gate down here.
Until you get an assessment.
Right, right.
But I mean, it's the beauty of a planned community. You get to do that.
Right.
You know, this is built.
Yeah, well, this
built.
Was planned. But
yeah.
It was planned to make money.
It looks like most of these fees are back-end loaded. I mean, there's not a lot of expenses kind of up front, right?
Until yeah, the construction is
2022 is when you start getting.
Yeah, you get to 1 year where you have two actual construction phases overlapping.
Right. So phase four design, that's this year or next year. Has that not been approved yet?
No, that's out in.
It says 19.
Well, so that's what we are. That's this RFP in your package.
Okay. And do we have the money for that?
Yes. So so they have given us preliminary design.
Yeah. You don't mean that we have the money for $600,000 for that design?
Well, so the amount of work that they can get done in the remainder of this fiscal year is about $100,000 worth.
Oh, I see.
So we have that in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It starts the ball rolling on $500,000 more next year.
We can prepay it.
This is modeled up with a federal plan where you leave this to your grandkids to pay for it.
Or just move off the island.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a good time to sell.
Okay.
So on this, I think the question is, are we at a point that we are comfortable pushing forward with another RFP for the design work of phase four?
I don't think I am, until they budget it, until council gives us the money.
Well, so we have the money for that first.
You got a 20th of it.
Right.
Fifth of it.
Couldn't some of that $100,000 that's on for phase four get sucked back in to these other eight outfalls if we include some of that or not? It's in a different bucket of money.
I think it would be, once we move forward with a specific RFP, we're contractually obligated to that RFP. You know, I don't think we could then say we agreed for this one, but we want to shift gears and. Or if you're saying if you want to halt now and not do this RFP, but do that one instead, I think that would be appropriate.
I was just asking.
You know, I think earlier we were talking about, do we do all of it, do an RFP and a change order for that?
Mm-hmm. And it goes back to what we discussed last month. I think that the RFP to take care of the Forest Trail Basin is the right way to go for us, because after we've done all of this work on the outfalls, we know we're going to get the biggest bang for our buck, yep. Literally, in that area.
Yep.
Well, I'm confused about the math, because you said we had 400,000. I only see 200,000 for this year.
Well, so that's in the budget, so we're not spending, so there would be 200 more thousand. But we're now, we're now halfway through the fiscal year. We have that 100,000. No.
Okay.
To July, we have that 100,000 for the phase three design obligated, but they only think they'll spend 100,000 that this year, so that leaves the balance of 300,000. But even if we did an RFP now, for phase four design, we only think you'd get through 100,000 of it.
So that would leave us 200,000 left over?
Correct.
Can we carry that into next fiscal year?
Nope.
Or we lose it?
Well, I mean, the money is still unspent, so I would say that's all to be determined.
I mean, somebody else is going to spend it. Somebody else get a hold of it.
Well, right. you have to get it in the budget, the next
right.
budget.
Right. Okay. And it's not unusual for them to do that. If something didn't get spent, it shifts into the shifts into the next year.
Okay.
And that's why you want this to be a priority, so it doesn't get waylaid into a new fire truck.
Exactly.
Just to pick on one.
I saw somebody got a new pickup truck.
We've done. That's really good. That's really.
It's all sorts of things in here. Like, oh, really?
New fuel tanks.
I don't see a reason why not to go ahead and do the RFP.
That makes good sense.
Yep.
Consensus?
Mm-hmm.
Bill?
I guess when you send an RFP, you would intend to fulfill that. And if we don't have the money in the budget yet for it, I don't know how you can commit to a contract. You're on a premise that council will approve this. Is that just
saying? Well, yes. Yes.
But another 600,000.
And personally, I don't see, so this is again just my personal opinion, I wouldn't foresee a problem with design work being found in the budget. I think that kind of from a financing standpoint, they would find the 700,000 next year. And if they put 400,000 in this year, we're only going to spend 200, so they'd have the 200 left over. Theoretically, they could find the same 400, so that would be 600. So they're close, I think. I think the real problem comes with when you start trying to find the construction money for any of it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess what's happening now is this design is going forward. Now the clock is ticking. The day when we're going to have to do a construction RFP.
Right. So that would be the other strategy would be you save every cent that you have to finance the construction of phase three, because and it kind of goes back to my comments earlier, if funding is at its traditional levels, I think you would want every penny that you had to go to construction.
Right.
If new revenue sources are uncovered,
construction on the outfalls.
Yes. So I think if you spend 700,000 next year on design work, that probably is some amount that's not going to get
spent on construction.
Yeah, spent on phase three outfall construction.
But you're not going to spend that money unless you've got $7 million to do the construction work.
Well, the outfalls is only
3.2.
It's only 3.2 million.
I hear you, but you wouldn't do the design work if you weren't going to fulfill and follow through with the construction, right?
Of phase three. Phase four, yes.
So if we haven't got the money to finish phase three, I guess I don't understand why we would be putting out an RFP for another phase of this.
I think that was my point, that unless you know there's a new, I would question the wisdom of mashing the gas on design work without having the benefit of knowing if there's going to be money to fund even the first design that's
underway.
What's
the timing of knowing that answer, Douglas, do you think?
They're in their workshops
now. The next few months.
Yeah.
Probably right.
Yeah, I think that we will have a good idea in the next couple of months, and they will have it finalized before.
So should we wait? How?
I mean, that's what I would suggest.
We could only wait so long, because then it will be out of the fiscal year.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. We wait too long, and then we
right.
we pushed it into next year.
And where did the 600,000 idea come from for phase four? Did
phase four design?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a multiplier of, that Thomas and Hutton gave me to get from preliminary design to final.
Based upon their other number?
Yes.
If we were kind of low on their number, yeah.
Yeah. They still haven't given us an actual quote.
Sure.
But yes, again, it's a.
I mean, so if they fix the out falls, it's gonna help, I know at least 30th area. I'm not sure about here, if they just fix the outfall, and then you don't actually go in and tie it all together and get it to drain properly, especially Forest Trail, then you've kind of wasted money, haven't you?
Well, it's there for once it happens, but.
Not wasting money, but it's like, now it's still not very effective.
It's created the backbone for everything to kind of tie into, when it, and I would hope that it's sooner rather than later, but it's there as the, kind of the foundation of your house. It's a little bit like building a foundation and then waiting for the framing and then waiting for the roof. Probably not ideal to do it that way, but if that's the only way you can get it done. But I don't think it's wasted money. I mean, it's still, it is still there, I think, and I'm hopeful that it's gonna provide some relief, just the outfall work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know at 30th it will. I don't know about, I'm not sure about this one. This one it should help too, right?
Yeah. Down by 41st it will, yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna provide benefit without a doubt.
So to your point, Bill, should we wait a month or two and before you make a decision?
I prefer to do that. I have no idea where they're gonna find this money. If you're saying there's a limit on the real estate tax increase, where else is the money coming from? You show bond, you still have to be able to show you can repay it.
Yeah, that's.
And you think they're gonna issue a bond for $12 million?
Just put a toll road on a connector, right?
Parking fees on bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, all of this, and I think we had the same conversation with the sewer idea. It's just until you actually see the, you know, the lever pulled to do something, I don't know. I don't know where it would come from, and I know it's very hard to do. You know, it's, there's never been, if it, I don't know the last time, I guess the last time a referendum passed was the to buy the marina. So if it goes to a referendum, I think it's historically, I mean, it's kind of dead in the water.
Good. Bad thing
about referendums.
People are more aware.
They're not that aware.
Yeah.
They're not going to spend money on, they're not going to spend more money. I mean, it's going to take council to really sort of take control of this issue, and they're going to step forward. It sounds like they have a little bit more of an appetite to do something,
to take
right?
The hit on it.
But it's so big. I mean, I think they, because it's beyond their, there's a limit to how much of a bond they can do, and I think it's beyond that. So I think it is, I think it's a referendum. I think no matter what way you approach
it. Can they raise taxes without a referendum?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But only so much. Yeah.
Not enough.
That's not enough to do anything.
So I think, and we just kind of know the history on referendums.
Yeah.
Bad thing about a referendum is you ask once, and if you're gonna know, you can't go back.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that right? With the
double
same referendum,
jeopardy,
right. It's like double jeopardy. Yeah.
Is that within some period of time? I've never heard that before. Is that within some period
yeah.
of time?
Yeah, I don't know what the timing is.
How about that?
It's like a zoning ordinance variance request.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing.
Keep you from wearing down, finding a weak moment.
That's
in
right.
Citizen.
That's what says uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
All right, just
all
right, do it.
Go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Stop coming.
Fifth
in
time.
Here.
Well, that's why you withdraw your motion just before they vote when you know you're not going to win.
Yeah.
Doesn't work with referendums.
No.
So, Douglas, what's your preferred path here? RFP and funding and what's your thinking?
I don't want to be a skeptic. But I have always questioned whether or not there's going to be tens of millions of dollars available in the near future. I think Rick has felt like there probably will be.
Yeah. Somehow.
And I hope that there will be. But if there's not, then I do not really foresee. And I guess that's the question that comes down. Is there going to be a large pocket of money in the very near future? And if not, I do not see the wisdom
of going forward.
in doing that at this point. If there is.
Phase four?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the request for phase four. Design.
But I guess.
I mean, you have that, there's the point that it's a plan that could be at our disposal when we needed it. And there's some validity to that, but I would think that you want to spend, if there's not a new pot of money, I would think that you would want to spend all of your available money on construction of those outfalls would be how I would see it.
And that, I mean, and that's how you save up after 5 or 6 years.
Right.
I mean, 1 year savings and
right.
But I guess.
And that's historically how it's happened.
Yeah, to Lewis's point, I mean, if the number's 60 million to take care of everything, and you can only do a referendum for 10, pick a number, I mean, then it's up to city council to prioritize what the heck, you know, needs to happen on the island. I mean, that's where they got to man up and do that, as opposed to, I mean, the referendum's a weak path to me.
Well, they have to do it, though.
For a certain number, right?
Yeah.
Don't they have a spending limit they can
yes,
do it
there's
up
a
to?
Spend. So they could go up to the spending limit without it. They
right.
could get bonds and
right.
up to that limit.
How much is that now?
I don't know.
What
I
was the Marina?
There was
last number on the Marina.
Yeah.
Was it four, five?
So we're looking at three, a little bit over $3 million
five.
To do the outfalls.
Linda kept
five.
Saying there was
that
a
enough?
For
yeah,
referendum.
It was below.
I Linda indicated yeah. we could have actually done the Marina
yes.
without a referendum.
We could have.
So you could
was it five, Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah. So to your point, you can get down a path without a referendum.
Yeah.
And,
takes,
and that's my point, too.
We could do the outfalls without a referendum.
Yeah, and that's my point, and yours, too, I think, is like, council's got to make that decision and move on.
Well, so that, if that's their...
Yeah.
So if that's their tact of we're going to do as much as we can without a referendum, that still doesn't get you. That doesn't get you through phase four.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
So you're still just doing the outfalls.
Correct.
So if we kind of know that a referendum is not going to successfully go through, then I think we're kind of at a stage where phase three is going to be it for some time.
Agreed.
Almost like we need a crystal ball.
Well, and the question, if say you could have no need for a referendum for bonds of $5 million, is that per year? And then what's our total bond capacity?
But then at that point you have to pay the.
Right. Well, you have to have that $5 million
right.
bond. You need a method to pay it.
So I don't think that you can get to a point where you could pay off any
pay
more bonds
it.
than that without going
to a
referendum.
No back door. Which is probably a good thing.
So what is the revenue outlook for the island? I mean, there's a lot more construction and bigger houses, and doesn't that bring in more revenue? And the other thing to think about is the economy. Is the economy going to start to sputter, and then then we're going to we think we have all this money, and then this is going to dry up.
Yeah, they're all kind of pots of money that the council is looking at. There's a lot of different pots of money that I feel like they're all kind of 200, 300,000, and you can start doubling rates.
Mm-hmm.
That gets you another 200 here, another 300 there. None of it gets you to 23
right.
million in
right.
a yeah. quick order.
There's always the lottery.
Yep.
Okay, so where do we go from here?
Well, it sounds like we at least want to let this sit right now for maybe a month.
So
or
let
two.
Phase four
yeah.
sit until we get feedback. I mean,
yep.
Council is aware of what it would take if they were of a mindset to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we will see in short order if there's the political will to do that or not. And we can kind of advocate how... I just don't know. I don't know what the likelihood of that happening is.
Yeah.
We could, the last item was we will talk about folding in the hot spots in the other area. And so that would be kind of a short range plan.
When do you think you're going to get feedback from council?
I think it's going to be happening kind of every month. They're going to have workshops. Just this morning, there was a real property committee meeting. They had talked about having special meetings to identify sources of revenue within the real property purview of council. So that would be things like, I think they're going to look into impact fees, building permit fees, business license fees. They said that they expect that Public Works Committee would be looking at things like stormwater fees. Right now there's a certain amount we get. We opted to not maximize how much that bill is. So I think each individual committee is looking at ways of raising revenues. So I think it's going to be a kind of an evolutionary process where now the question of whether or not you want to have a referendum, I don't know when that gets really mauled over or if it'll even get traction.
And so have an asset at the end of 41st Avenue they could sell.
Yeah. In the marina.
Full circle.
And then, you know, we will also be having, I think, similar discussions about, I think it's the next item on the agenda, about sewer. I mean, I think there are some folks that feel like they we need to somehow find a funding mechanism for the sewer expansions. So all of these items
could be a good time to sell.
Where are you going to go? Mainland? I mean, is that number a 40 million? Is that a real number?
Yeah, 45, I think, is what they're going to say. Mm.
So they've come down 5 million.
How much for saving?
All right. Is that
some tough decisions here?
Yeah.
Sewer expansion of sewer MOU.
Where are we at with that?
So we have our staff met with their staff, met with the Thomas and Hutton, the master plan engineer, and they should by about now be finished with the master plan and ready to explain that to the public and present it to you all. Present it in final form to the Water and Sewer Commission. In addition to that, and I think we talked about it there, Isle Palms Water and Sewer Committee's attorney is doing bond research on what the rates are, what it would take. Would it take a mandatory tie-in provision, which everything indicates that it probably would. Once they get the final number, which I think they basically have now, their rate consultant is going to provide various methods at which that, how that expansion could be paid off, you know, what the options are to the city. So we're still kind of waiting for information, and then based on that information, I think details will be added to the MOU, and it's the same ball of wax, I think.
So that would have to go.
I don't think the ball of wax has gotten any smaller.
No,
that would have to go for a referendum.
That could be done through. It depends on what the funding mechanism is. I think that it would be funded through them,
mm-hmm.
via an ordinance from the city that requires everybody to tie in. Mm-hmm. But so I do not think there would be a referendum.
Hmm. Interesting. So you'd put it on them. It wouldn't be the city.
Which would show up in your water bill. another tax increase.
Yeah, that's the.
It's
what?
It's time. It's time to sell.
Yeah, it is. Because again, you think the same thing, like a tax increase, there's just so many houses here to
right.
produce more revenue on your water and sewer.
You're gonna have a revolt on the island and do that.
Bill tried to, you tried to crunch those numbers.
Is the commission, I'm wild dudes, yeah. Is the commission, is this something that they're really pursuing, or they're saying?
I think they would like to see it done, yes. I think that they feel, yes, I think they would like to do it. I think they see the benefit in it happening. And I think that they are assuming that the political will to make these hard decisions, I think that they feel like the political will should be there to require mandatory tie-ins, but you know, I think that they're going to look at creative ways in which that can be done. Can mm-hmm. it be financed over 20 years through your bill? Can it be triggered when it sells? Can it be, you know, those types of things? Phasing it so that the announcement is made this year, and then you have 4 years to plan and come up with the money to do it. But I think yes, I think they fully kind of want to do it and expect to do it, and kind of like we feel with the money issue of septic, stormwater, I feel like they feel the same way about the mandatory tie-in, as we'll just kind of let sit, that's out of our wheelhouse, and we'll let city council deal with that. But I know that they see that as a non-starter. Without it,
any community that's actually done something like that, Folly Beach, there's bunch of communities have the same issue that seem to just sit on it.
I'm sure that there are that have done this mandatory tie-in.
What to do with people with booster pumps or
grinder pumps?
Grinder pumps. Okay.
They all have to tie in. Yeah, they those all have to be abandoned.
They'd have to be pulled out and tied in directly.
I think there's a couple islands in Florida that did it. I can't remember them. Which ones they were? Amarada, I think, was one.
Similar size.
Yeah, and they did it. They just said change.
So you could be going down a path where the sewage could happen, and drainage. People don't have an appetite for a referendum or a tax increase or whatever. There's no funding for it.
Just tell them to get their checkbook out.
The problem with sewage is you got people already on the system.
Yeah.
Right. Don't stop working.
You know, they're going to have to pay more
for all that. Yeah, I'm with you.
It's just did some bad math, and again, you know, $1,200 a year per household for both projects on a 20.
For both?
I assume $70 million.
$1,200 per year per household for 20 years.
How many houses? 43.
45.
45. Yeah.
Hmm. Because my mortgage calculator doesn't have that extra zero.
Well, so 4,500 residents, does that exclude Wild Dunes?
No, that includes.
Don't be real excited about paying for this.
But Wild Dunes is not going to want to pay for sewer. So you'd have to readjust your calculation.
Yeah. Right?
I think the rate depends on how you handle it.
Yeah.
I mean, they
it's, it does seem like
to help pay for us.
I'm resigning at that point.
It does seem like their funding, they kind of laid out a rigid kind of path initially that, well, if residents aren't getting it, they can't pay for it. I think that's being softened a little bit. So, I think that's kind of the work of the rate consultant, that some of it can be spread evenly, some of it will need to be kind of directly held by the.
Well, if Wild Dunes is going to help pay for it, I think we should go for that deal. That sounds like a good deal.
For somebody.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody out there lives in Wild Dunes, do we?
No.
I think they're going to wind up at the same conclusion we did.
Yeah.
It's going to be an incremental solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the idea of incremental solution didn't go over well. I kind of wonder, now that kind of everybody has been through the same exercise that this group went through, if it doesn't seem to be wiser than it once seemed to be.
We don't like the incremental on drainage
no.
either.
No.
No.
Nice, nobody wants to do it, though. You don't
yeah,
really.
You do.
you don't really dream of doing it incrementally, but.
No, if we had unlimited resources, it'd be easy, right?
Getting back to the lottery.
Exactly. It's gonna be an easy decision.
There's just a, you know, convenience store across the street.
Buy lottery tickets. This has been a 5-minute meeting.
That number kind of surprised me. If it's $100 a month per person, is that insurmountable?
It's doable for a majority.
It would probably depend on how really, yeah, I mean, if that's a tax increase and your taxes are held through an escrow, then yeah, it would be $100 a month.
Well, to check your map, yeah.
Yeah.
But it also would be for people like me that I just pay a water portion of my bill, it would make my, I don't know how much you pay for.
I mean, I pay $150 a month roughly for water.
My last one was $29.
Yeah.
For water. So that would make my bill go up a lot more. So all the people that don't have sewer.
Join the club.
Yeah.
Doubles your bill.
Welcome to the club.
Maybe more, yeah. Because water for me is probably $70. I mean, it's probably half and half. Water and sewer.
It'd be a tough sell.
Yeah, and that's not, I mean, that money doesn't go to paying it off. That's just.
Yeah.
Feed it.
Right.
To deal with it once they, all the infrastructure's in place.
Right. I mean, if your septic tank was crapping out, so to speak, yeah, you'd go for it. But if yours worked perfectly fine, it's like, oh.
That's always the problem.
Why am I gonna do that?
Every now and then you see that sweet truck run down Waterway Boulevard. It's in the morning and he's flying.
Yeah.
How did Waterway Boulevard get its name, by the way? Is it because it always says water on it, or?
I think it's because it's adjacent to the water.
Have you done anything with memorandum of understanding? Is that just?
It's sitting, waiting.
Waiting for their response, or?
Their response, their review, the master plan, all of this stuff. I mean, I don't think it's, until you have the nuts and bolts of how to do it, there's not a lot that you can put in the MOU.
But you already had an MOU drafted, did they just?
Yes, so the MOU that's drafted is general language of cooperation and transparency and working
that
together.
That was never executed, right?
No, it's waiting for detail to be added to it.
Okay.
So we could truly kind of have a strategy of how we, you know, I think it's gonna be the roadmap to getting it done, if there's the will to get it done, basically. What the city will do, what they will do, how it all gets fleshed out.
Okay, anything else would be that talk to that guy?
I don't have anything else.
I do. Planning Commission Recommendation Index.
I didn't distribute it, did I?
No, you didn't.
Only to you.
Only to me.
What'd you think, Rick?
I will send that to you. I labor over things and then they just sit there.
I thought it was very good.
It's short.
These were the accomplishments that you've talked about.
Yeah, and it's kind of, it's kind of a.
This was a performance review or something? Yeah.
Self-assessment.
It will be a good tool. Because, you know, I will get asked kind of when did we do this, that, or the other,
exactly.
And what meeting did it get reviewed at? So I will send that to you now. I meant to. It is supposed to be an addendum, an index to the minutes, and I will.
It'll be ongoing.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other business? Going once, going twice. Anybody make a motion for a meeting?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Done.
This looks pretty good. We got 3 adopted, 1 approved, and just 1 deferred.